Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
I'm here. Game one goes to the Angels, 5-1, the final score. On what can only be described as an absolute dud of an evening. Maybe that's just me. If you were one of the near 14,000 in attendance tonight, I would love to get your thoughts. I mean, it was great weather. It was a small crowd, but that crowd could make some noise. Just didn't get very many opportunities to make noise tonight. Not a lot to cheer about. Well, phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Before I get too deep into this game, congratulations to Carter Jensen, all from Kansas City, the Park Hill High School grad. Makes his big league debut. Punches out as he faces a future Hall of Famer in Kenley Jansen. That's a nice little trivia. Right? A nice little note to put in your back pocket after, you know, we're eventually watching Carter Jensen be inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame in about 20 years. You and I will remember that his first at-bat came against someone that's already been in Cooperstown for about a decade in Kenley Jansen. So congratulations to Carter, his entire family, and all of Kansas City. You guys raised this kid. Way to go. Now, getting to the game. Again, the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. It feels like I've seen this game before. It's been a while, but I feel like I've seen this game before. It was very first half of the season, Royals tonight, right? Beginning on the mound, Michael Lorenzen turns in his first quality start in almost 2 months. And he takes the loss. That is very first half of the season, Kansas City Royals. 6 innings, 2 runs on 5 hits. 5 punch-outs and only 1 walk issued tonight by Michael Lorenzen. He's done an outstanding job of limiting the free passes since he's returned from the IL. But like I mentioned, he takes the loss. He's now 5-9 on the season. The Royals' offense unable to support their starting pitcher. Very first half of the season. Royals' offense goes 0-for with runners in scoring position. Also very first half of the season, Kansas City Royals. All 4 of the chances the Royals had with a runner in scoring position, all 4 of those opportunities came in the first 2 innings. Again, very first half of the season, Kansas City Royals. This is the reason why we sit in the hole we sit in today. Now, I can acknowledge it's a nice hole compared to some of the others we've been in at this point of the season in Kansas City, but I'm not trying to live in the past. 2 games above .500, yes, way to go. But I want more, you want more, we all expected more. 4 chances with a runner in scoring position, they all come in the first 2 innings, and it's Bobby, it's Vinny, it's Salvi in the first, and none of them come through. Izzy had a chance in the second, and then that was it. Okay, Bobby's on third base, and they score their 1 run in the 3rd inning, but Vinny hits a sack fly, does his job, sure. Puts the Royals ahead 1-0. So, okay, you had a plate appearance with a runner in scoring position, and the job was done by Vinny. But the Royals don't touch second base again. They go down 1-2-3 in the 4th. Only 3 come to the dish in the 5th. Only 3 in the 6th. A single from Randall Grichuk disrupts things in the 7th. But then the Royals go down 1-2-3 in the 8th. And Vinny Pasquantino is stranded in the 9th after drawing a leadoff walk. So again, the final score, Angels 5, Royals 1. Royals are, yes, 2 games above .500, but they remain 2.5 back of Seattle. 2.5 games back of that final playoff spot in the American League. 2.5 back with 24 games to play. So I don't know if you felt the same way. If you were in the building, it just, the team didn't give you enough to make the kind of noise you planned on making. And if you've been dialed into this team all season, if this is game 138 for you as well, well then, didn't this feel like those first 100? Didn't this feel like those early sessions listening to this sophomore album and wondering why things just sound a little bit out of tune? Sure, the pitching is still strong, but what's going on with the big bats? How come we're not getting these opportunities with runners in scoring position? How come we're getting picked off of the base? Right, caught stealing, picked off Kyle Isbell there in the 5th inning. He had some great defense tonight, no question about it. Nick Lofton in left, Bobby at short, Mikel at third, Mike Yastrzemski out in right field, Kyle Isbell in center. A lot of quality defensive moments tonight, but add it all up and it's not enough. Royals drop the opener to the Halos. Let's go to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Rob was in the building tonight. Rob, you're going to hit leadoff on this Tuesday evening. Go ahead.
Yeah, very disappointing evening, especially when Kyle Isbell tried to steal and got caught. You know, just very disappointing. Not much to cheer about, you know, just, I don't know, no bats.
It was a dud. Dud of a night.
Yeah, dud of a night. I don't even know what, you know, you go there, you spend good money, and this is what you get. You know, just nothing, like zeros. I mean, we had that one run.
You didn't have anything?
That was it.
Yeah. Now, I'm wondering if you had any fun. Like, was there a moment where you enjoyed yourself here tonight?
Honestly, no.
Yeah. Damn.
Maybe at the first inning when there was still hope. But, you know, as the game dragged on, it just became obvious the Angels were pouring it on. What was it, 4th and 5th or 5th and 6th innings? You know, and then at the very end, they scored the 5th run, and I was already leaving the building. So, honestly, I wasn't very happy about it. I like winning. Winning is more fun than losing, right?
Yes, second.
To me, it is.
Second that, yes.
Yes. So I don't know.
On that, Rob. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate you sticking with us, saying that you left in the eighth or ninth inning. I appreciate you keeping the dial on 96.5 The Fan. Royals led this game 1-0, as I mentioned. The one-out sack fly off of the bat of Vinny Pasquantino gives them 95 RBIs on the season. That's ninth most in Major League Baseball. So the Royals are up 1-0 there, heading to the fourth inning, and Michael Lorenzen's cruising at this point. Right, he retires 10 straight into the sixth inning. And, you know, nice swings by the Angels. I'm not trying to sit here and tip my cap to the opposition, but I'm certainly not going to browbeat Michael Lorenzen. He's at 80 pitches going into the sixth inning. He's worked around a leadoff man on base in the first three frames. Retires the side in order in the fourth, in the fifth. Knocks down the leadoff hitter in the sixth. And then Luis Renjifo stays back on a first pitch sweeper and just kind of drops it over the third baseman's head into shallow left field. So he's on with a one-out single. He advances to second on a wild pitch. A nice play by Nick Lofton for the second out in left field. And then Joe Adell, a 2-2 curveball. Yeah, poor location on that one, but it kind of dropped right onto his bat, down and into the righty, and he belts it 454 feet over the left field wall. That put the Angels up 2-0, or excuse me, put the Angels up 2-1. They'd get two off of John Schreiber in the seventh, one off of Luinder Avila in the ninth, and that's how we arrive at our final score, 5-1. But boy, I have a real tough time nitpicking the performance of Michael Lorenzen. Honestly, the five runs that the Angels scored, Chris Taylor's leadoff double against John Schreiber in the seventh inning was an absolute meatball. An 0-2 heater right down the pike, and he belts it to deep center field. He ends up coming around to score. Another run comes in to score on a wild pitch in that two-run seventh inning. Angels executed pretty well. Even though, yes, they did fail to convert three straight leadoff men on in the first three frames. But the two runs they get off of Lorenzen, the two runs they get off of Schreiber, for as much as I want to blame the pitcher, I have to give equal credit to the opposition. I thought they did a nice job, put some nice swings on some decent pitches. Royals lose 5-1. And I understand when there's only 24 games left, it's difficult to tip your cap. It's difficult to do anything but wag your finger at your favorite team and your favorite players for dropping this game to a team that is, you know, once again, rudderless. But like I mentioned, Seattle lost as well. It's almost as if none of these teams deserve to go to the playoffs. It's almost as if the third wild card is stupid. Let's go back to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. The good doctor was in the building today. And he's on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals drop game one to the Angels. Go ahead, Doc.
Vern, what's going on, my man? I'll sit back and say it every single time. You're the best in the business, and definitely enjoy listening to you on the way home from the stadium, brother.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
So, obviously, a dud of a game, but, you know, we're chasing right now for the playoffs. Keep trying to do what we do. We've seen other teams, like you just said, apparently don't want it. But I heard the last guy talk about not having any fun at the stadium. Vern, I'm going to call this one out. You were there. The kiss cam, which we all know how the kiss cam is nowadays, caught our boy Carrington Harrison on it.
Yes, it did.
And he did not get kissed back.
I don't know who he was with, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. I texted him. He said his phone was blowing up right there. I love C-Dot. That's my guy.
Who was he with? Was he with someone that he should have received a kiss from?
No. I'm not going to go into that one right there, Vern, but what I'll say is that if the last guy didn't have fun at the game, I did just watching that because it was quite hilarious. So I'll tell Pete I called in. I spoke with you, Vern. And, you know, hey, I love the Royals. Oh, we did. It was my first time in the dugout Sweet Sweet. I brought my beautiful daughter out there with us. Penny Pasquantino threw a ball to us. Coaches are throwing balls to us. It was a great experience. I'm sorry the last guy didn't have a great time, but I did have a great time down there. And, again, the C-Dot thing probably made my night, though. So.
Oh, that's great. Doc, I appreciate the phone call.
I wish I had better things to talk about for a great
No, that's not too
bad.
Hey, thank God we had the kiss cam, because what else would you have said if not for that kiss cam? I appreciate it, Doc. Thanks a lot, buddy. Get home safe. Yeah, kiss cam tonight. Carrington Harrison, the voice of your drive home here on 96.5 The Fan. Yeah. Now, I'll defend my guy for a second. I've watched, you know, thousands of kiss cams here at Kauffman Stadium over the years. If a guy desires a smooch and is rejected, the embarrassment is normally written all over his face. C-Dot looked like he couldn't give two blanks. Hey, you want to give me a kiss? No? Whatever. I'm just going to chill out and eat these peanuts. I ain't worried about it. I'm here at a ball game on a beautiful night. So I don't know who that was, if it was a friend, if it was a relative, if it's someone that, of course, I'm not kissing this person. Maybe kiss me on the cheek, but C-Dot didn't give any of the vibes that I've seen from dozens of young men that reflect someone that's embarrassed of what just transpired. No, C-Dot looked cool as always. Again, you hear C-Dot each and every weekday afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock. I would advise you to tune in tomorrow right at 2 o'clock to hear what C-Dot has to say after that one. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to John in Overland Park. He was one of the near 14,000 in the building that saw his Royals lose 5-1. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Vern. Hey, I was out there, and I've been watching a lot of games, and you see a lot more games than I do. The thing that I see that's missing is just some fire. Mikel gets that leadoff double. Bobby strikes out on ball four, and he just hangs his head and droops his way back to the dugout. Vinny hits into a double play, hangs his head, walks back to the dugout. I don't see anybody slamming a helmet into the wall or bashing a water cooler with a bat or something. Just give me some fire. There are a bunch of good guys and some decent players. I'm just not seeing any fire. And you're in the middle of a playoff hunt, and every single game matters. Where's Moustakas when they were down by five in the eighth inning?
Yeah, he wasn't smashing water coolers and breaking his helmet. He was motivating his teammates. He wasn't ranting and raving and pouting.
But he was getting loud. Do you see it? I don't see it. I don't see
it. You're not watching the dugout. Yeah. Guys are getting the boys going inside the dugouts. And you want to know who used to smash up coolers and bust up his helmet? Mikel Garcia last year when he stunk. He needed to write that, understand it's a game of failure. He told me this spring, I'm trying to be more like Bobby, more even keel, not let the negativity bring me down. And it looks like Mikel's doing a pretty good job of it this season as he makes his first All-Star game and has one of the 10 best batting averages in Major League Baseball. I appreciate the phone call. I know where that comes from. I'm not surprised to hear it. You normally get phone calls questioning the fire of a team after they're shut out or limited to four hits and one run like the Royals were tonight. But yeah, I'm going to point to the two vets on this team, Salvador Perez and Michael Wacha. Right, two guys that have been doing it for more than a decade. Throw Michael Lorenzen in there. He has his 10 years as well. Throw Adam Frazier in there as well. Those guys rant and rave, break their bats, knock over water coolers. No, because why would I let the opposition see me break? Why would I let them know you're getting to me? And if I'm Michael Wacha, I'm 4 days away from another opportunity. If I'm Salvador Perez, I'm an inning and a half from another chance at the dish offensively. Now, the guys that have been around for a long time stay pretty level. Because if you're riding the ups and downs, you're going to end up with more downs than ups. I mean, honestly, you want to talk about Mike Moustakas. Yeah, we all remember the fire and the speech in Houston. Sure. But when Mike Moustakas was riding that roller coaster of emotional highs and lows, he was hitting 211 and you guys wanted him ran out of town. It was when he understood, hey, team first. Just do what the scoreboard's dictating you do. Once he put team first and stopped worrying about his own offensive output and how poor his once he put himself second, that's when he became the three-time All-Star, the World Series champion, and the future Royals Hall of Famer. There's plenty of fire. I mean, are you going to question Salvador Perez's fire? Bobby Witt Jr., who, I mean, was and has been one of the best players in the sport all season, but tonight it was on full display again. Opposite field triple, he comes around to score the first and only run, he draws a walk a little bit later, he makes another outstanding defensive gold glove play. You'll see it all over the highlight shows if you missed it. Bobby tonight picks up his 66th extra base hit of the season. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Matt in Leawood. Matt, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Big fan of your show. I love how you call them like you see them. I was out there tonight. It was an absolutely perfect day for baseball. I was there with my two grandkids. We missed the kiss cam because we were trying to find Slugger. But, you know, the little things are what drive me crazy. And Izzy getting picked off. I mean, how many don't we lead the league on base running errors? The very first, the home opener, we had a base running error. To see him get on as a bunt. It was so exciting, and to see him picked off like that, that's not what playoff teams do. Yeah. And to me, that really exemplifies our season, and that's really all I've got to say about that.
I appreciate the phone call, Matt. It's the 40th time this season the Royals have been caught stealing. That's third most in Major League Baseball. The team that has the most caught stealings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Best team in the National League, maybe the best team in baseball, although that is somewhat deceiving because, you know, they've also ripped 142 bags to lead the National League. Yeah, the only two teams with more caught stealings than the Royals are the Brewers and the Rays, the top two teams in baseball as far as stealing bases. So, to me, you chalk that up to like we did back in 14 and 15. If you're not getting caught every once in a while, you're not being aggressive enough. So the fact that the Brewers and Rays are 1-2, I wouldn't be that concerned if I'm a Brewers or Rays fan. But the Royals have the 15th most stolen bases in baseball. Middle of the road. And yet, third most caught stealings. That's a fair point, Matt. And yes, it is very frustrating when you have an all-star in Mikel Garcia at the dish, Bobby Witt Jr., the best player in baseball, standing in the on-deck circle, and you make the second out on the base paths and eliminate the opportunity for Bob to come to the dish. Royals lose 5-1. They collect a grand total of four hits. I mentioned Bobby's one-out triple in the third. The other base hits came courtesy of, well, I mentioned Randal Grichuk's one-out single in the seventh. Matt just brought up the bunt single with one out for Kyle Isbell in that fifth inning. And then Nick Lofton blasted one to center field in the second. So four hits, three singles, one run. Royals lose 5-1, and they remain 2.5 back of Seattle for that final playoff spot in the American League. Let's go to Garrett in Pleasant Hill. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
I wish I could be doing better. I mean, it was a tough night out there. Appreciate the tickets. Brought out some of the fellows. We had a good night. But, you know, I think I think we just wasted another good start from Mike Lorenzen again.
No question.
It just, every single time. I mean, it just seems like every time somebody goes out there and throws five, six innings, I mean, we just can't get anything going on offense. I mean, it's just a tough day to be out there. We got good debut, tough strikeout at the end there from Carter Jensen, but, I mean, tough night all around.
No question. Yeah, no question about it. And you say, you know, every time we get a start like this, the offense doesn't show up. I don't disagree, but it just reminds me of, again, the first 100 games when the Royals were rattling off a quality start, you know, four out of every five games, but then they were being shut out twice every five games. Since the All-Star break, you've seen those two things flip. Right? Quality starts are happening once a week, and you're putting up four or five runs a game three, four times a week. So again, today was very first half of the season Royals. Today was reflective of why we're in the spot that we're in as Royals fans, right? It's games like this that happen throughout June and May and April that has allowed this team that came into the day with the best record in the American League since the All-Star break. Despite that fact, you're still on the outside looking in because of games like this that, again, littered April, May, and June. Let's go to Sam out in Tucson, Arizona. Sam, you're on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing? So, yeah, I'm Sam from Tucson, Arizona. Actually, I'm born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. I fly up every year to catch a game at Kauffman. I go to all the games in Surprise. I have the MLB subscription. And I've been watching this team all year and just very disappointed. The end of the score was 5-1. It really should have been 7-1. If we didn't have an all-star five-tool generational talent at shortstop. And my concern is, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this too, I could really see Bobby Witt Jr. having a Mike Sweeney career on steroids where Bobby Witt is Mike Trout and we never get a ring out of this kid. And I think that's the disappointing part is that
why? Do you say that? They went to the playoffs last year. They're above 500 this year. I don't think Mike Sweeney had two winning seasons his entire career.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that he could be a Mike Trout, right?
Oh,
best player in baseball and never quite gets out of the postseason.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. What about this ownership or front office do you think reflects the disaster that is the Angels?
Because we can't score more than one run on him.
Oh, so today's game is why you think a front office that has won the last three trade deadlines and an owner that has paid Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, and Bobby Witt Jr. handsomely, you think they'll fumble the bag the same way the Angels did?
Absolutely.
Because of this one game. Okay, all right. Well, Sam, we got you down, and appreciate the phone call. Enjoy spring training. Enjoy your MLB app and all the other stuff you have going for you. That's wild to me. That is a wild, wild statement to me. And you guys can call me a homer if you want. I know you're doing it regardless. But if you've really been paying attention as close to as... maybe I should get the other guy's opinion on this. Guys? No? Sam in Tucson, Arizona, he said. What gives me the most hope for the future is the aggressiveness and the competitiveness that we've seen from ownership in the front office. It's now back-to-back years. I think they've had a real opportunity to maybe not wave the white flag, but acknowledge that it's not in the cards, right? When Vinny went down last September, when Reagans and Bubich went down this year, when you had a chance to trade Seth Lugo, I think they could have folded up shop. I think that's what the Angels certainly would have done. But no, they made savvy moves. Back-to-back years, right? Pham and Gurriel and Grossman last year helped push you into that final playoff spot. This year, Yastrzemski and Bergert and Kolek and Frazier and Grichuk have you still just 2.5 games back of that final playoff spot. So, yeah, man, I think you are whacked out, Sam. That makes zero sense to me. Shoot, I don't know why I went through all that. Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo, boom. Cole Reagans and Ryan Bergert, boom. Conversation over. You know, what have the Angels done pitching-wise to support Mike Trout? And what have the Royals done pitching-wise to support Bobby Witt Jr.? Cole Reagans and Ryan Bergert acquired at the trade deadline. Lucas Erceg acquired at the trade deadline. Wacha, Lugo, Lorenzen, paid for, sold on Kansas City. And in Wacha and Lugo's case, they've doubled down on this pitching department and this organization and this city. So, yeah. Sam, I appreciate you calling. But I couldn't disagree with you more. Phone lines are open for you. If you want to ride with Sam, let me know. 913-586-7965. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Royals drop game one of the Angels 5-1. The final score. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's Lorenzen's 2-1. Neto swings and lines it on one hop. Junior dives. He's got it. Throw to first is in time on a sensational play by Bobby Witt Jr.
Ryan Lefever behind the microphone tonight, an all series here on 96.5 The Fan. And there, Ryan brings you the MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Bobby Witt in the third inning. Okay, so you have a leadoff single by the Angels nine hitter. Royals lose the game 5-1, by the way. Welcome back. Royals are two games above 500, 2.5 back of Seattle for that final playoff spot. So the Angels leadoff hitter, top of the third inning, Royals, Angels scoreless at this point. The nine hitter reaches on a leadoff single. He steals second base, and the 2-1 pitch to Zach Neto is hit into the hole on the left side. Bobby, as you just heard, makes a spectacular play. Gets Neto at first, but that nine hitter advanced to third base. So in a scoreless game, the leading run is just 90 feet away, but Michael Lorenzen locks in, strikes out Luis Renjifo with a changeup, and gets Yoan Moncada staring at a 92-mile-per-hour sinker on the black. So Bobby and Lorenzen wiggle out of that jam in the third, and then in the bottom half of the third inning, with one out and nobody on, Bobby gets ahead of the count 3-0 as they're facing a rookie lefty making his big league debut tonight. He falls behind Bobby 3-0 and then throws him a slider on 3-1. It's out over, it's elevated, and Bobby ropes it. Again, out over on the outer third of the strike zone. Bobby's not trying to play hero. He doesn't need to when you're that good. He just ropes it to the right field corner for a one-out triple. And then Vinny on the first pitch. He gets a sinker that's off the dish away, but he lifts it to the left field corner, and that's plenty of room for Bobby to tag up and score the first run of this game. Royals led 1-0 at the end of 3, 4, and 5. But two runs come in to score in the sixth, two more for the Angels in the seventh, one in the ninth, and that's how we arrive at our final score, 5-1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Brandon in Kansas City. Brandon, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going, buddy? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener, been listening to your work for years.
Thank you.
I love what you do. This is kind of like, I don't want to be like a negative dancer or nothing, but this is kind of like a downer call, you know, like cause another blown lead. I was listening to it on the radio at work, and just from the vibe that I was getting from Denny and
Ryan and Stu.
When I was listening to Ryan and Stu commented the game, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a long time, but it just doesn't feel like they were like even into it, you know, like the,
it was a dud of a game.
Calls.
The same way the crowd, you could say, oh, the crowd wasn't into it. No, exactly. They were into it. The team wasn't giving them anything to get in about.
Exactly, brother. And then so that just goes to prove my point. Me and a bunch of friends were talking over the weekend. Okay, let's just say the stars line up. We start getting on this winning streak. Let's just say that we do happen to make that final that final wild card spot. Okay, like I hope we do. I really do. But like, so we're gonna get in and then just be done. I mean,
because if they get as hot as you're talking about, you know, something's got to change. So if something changes, like, well then yeah, get to October and you could win that thing.
I hope so, because like even like I said, even the Sun signs on a dog's butt sometimes, you know what I mean? So like look at it this way
real quick, and I'll let you finish. So you're 2.5 games back, and the Royals have been basically 2-3 games back since the All-Star break, even though they have one of the best records in baseball. So if they make the playoffs, I mean, 24 games to go, they're gonna have to go like 17-7, so they're gonna enter October red freaking hot. You enter October red hot, you can beat anybody with that type of confidence. So if they get there, of course they can win it. But, boy, is it a daunting task for this team to get there.
It is, buddy. I love the optimistic, you know, you never give up. I don't give up. But, like, I hope we stay hot and continue it further in the playoffs. I just don't want to go in there and be like, okay, we're in the playoffs. Bye. We're done. You know, like.
Sure. Right. That's all. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, nobody wants that.
I'll listen off the air, and I appreciate your work, and thanks for taking my call. Have a good night, buddy.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you very much for placing that phone call. Means a lot to you listen. Michael Lorenzen tonight, six innings of two-run baseball, his eighth quality start of the season. 22nd outing of the season. That's third most on the team. 8 quality starts is fourth most on the team. And Michael Lorenzen is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. I told you, more on Guaranteed Foods coming up. You thought that was just an awkward tease? An awkward finish to a commercial? No. No, I had it all planned out the whole time. Michael Lorenzen, your Guaranteed Foods player of the game, as Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time and stretch dollars and eat healthier. And they've been doing that since 1958. I encourage you to join them today. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Listen, I understand that sentiment of I don't want to get to the playoffs just to bow out. Every year, I swear to God, every single season, I hear an interview from some celebratory clubhouse, some team that just upset a division champion. And in that post-game interview, they keep going on about how they've been playing playoff baseball for 2 months now. Talking to Joel Goldberg, talking to Ken Rosenthal, talking to whoever it might be. Man, we've been playing playoff baseball for 2 months. You know, we're not worried about how many games they won in the regular season. No, we're not worried about the names in their lineup. We're just playing Royal baseball. Would I bet money on it happening? No. But could it happen? Certainly. Because again, Seattle's not taking it. Texas isn't going to take it. Now, my real feelings are this third wild card is ridiculous. Playing 162 games and we're still not sure who the 6 best teams are in the American League. Get real. But this is the setup, so we'll go along with it. Yeah, if the Royals are going to get there, they're going to have to get on some sort of a crazy hot streak. And sure, it's going to take a well-rounded team effort to pull it off. No doubt about it. But I think you need to have a strength, something that you can rely on. And the only facet of this team I see that has the talent and the capabilities of doing that is the offense. Really need Jack Caglione to be Jack Caglione. I need Jack Caglione to become an everyday player. And that's a really tough ask when you have 24 games to go and he hasn't played in the big leagues in more than a month. But I look at the rotation. Ryan Burgert going tomorrow. Can't wait to watch him. But is he a guy that I say, hey, here's the ball. Go stare down whoever the other starting pitcher is. And whatever he does, I need you to do him one better. Seth Lugo goes in the finale coming up on Wednesday night. Is Seth Lugo one of those guys that you give the ball to and say, go get me the win? Michael Wacha's the ace of this staff, but is Michael Wacha a guy that you give the ball to in game one and say, hey, whatever Garrett Cole or whatever Tarek Skubal does, I need you to do him one better? See, I don't think they have that type of a rotation. Do they have that type of a pitching staff when you throw in a Carlos Estevez, a Lucas Ursegg? I still don't think you do. Even if you're getting 6 outs from each of those guys, you know, that's still a solid 5-6 from Wacha, Cameron, Lugo, Burgert, Lorenzen. Now, the defense is strong, sure. Base running, not so much. To me, it has to be the offense. Mikel, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Cags, Yastrzemski. These are the guys that need to night in and night out lead you to victory. That's how I see it. And I understand how wild that is to say, understanding that the offense are really, you know, the hitters are the culprits this season. The offense is what dug this hole. Dug this hole so deep that even the best team in the American League since the All-Star break, it's not enough to dig completely out of it or to climb your way out of it completely. It's not. So even though this offense did disappoint so mightily for the first 100 games, as I look to the final 24 games, I need that offense to lead us. I need that offense to bully the Angels starting tomorrow, and then the Twins, and then the Guardians, and then go to Philadelphia and see what happens. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to KD in North Carolina. KD, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Always nice hearing from you. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I hope you had a good Labor Day.
Yeah, what did I? Did I do anything? I thought I did something. Maybe I didn't do anything.
Well,
I don't think I did anything. So yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, you got a day off. That's good. I missed most of what Sam said when I was calling in, but for the most part, I don't hear people blaming anybody that any random people tonight. So I'm gonna maybe kind of blame you. I'm gonna pick a couple bones with you tonight.
Let's hear it. That's fair.
All right. Well, I heard you the other night saying that, you know, every game now is a playoff game. And I get the sentiment, but I disagree because it's not. Because they still have over 20 games left. Like, you don't have that with playoff games. You're all in. But right now, you got to play everybody. You got to rest people. So, not every game is technically a playoff game, but I get your sentiment. We got to win them all, but at the same time, you've got at least 20 games left in the regular season, let alone getting to the playoffs. And my other thing I don't agree with is, I think I heard you say we have to trade some pitching. I don't know. I know we've got a bunch of pitching coming up, but I want all these guys. We've seen the rotation. We see it right now. And props to you for giving Lorenzen the guy of the day, because he is, and he's done what he should do. But, man, we need everybody you can get. Never enough pitching, right? So
No, you're right about that.
But always love hearing from you, and I didn't think you were getting enough hard times tonight. Vern,
you're right.
So.
You're right. No one's blamed Q yet. You're right.
Yeah, and so I'm going to blame you.
And that's fair. And that's why I'm so grateful that we have you out there listening, Katie. Thank you very much. As she mentions, Michael Lorenzen, the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, as he throws a quality start but suffers the loss. He's now 5-9 on the season. And no, I'm not pounding on the table screaming you have to trade a pitcher this offseason. Not at all. Mainly because I haven't seen Chris Bubich do anything, and we're yet to see Cole Reagan's return. So with that uncertainty, no, I'm not going to scream or rant and rave and say you need to move an arm. But if Bubich and Reagan's are both good to go spring training 2026, well, I hope they are. But that would mean you have Bubich, Reagan's, Lugo, Waka, Bergert, Cameron, and Alec Marsh. Now, that's a pretty stout stable of studs, right? Bubich, Reagan's, Lugo, Waka, Bergert, Cameron. And even if you want to move Alec Marsh to the bullpen, because, you know, Marsh doesn't belong in that group. He hasn't done enough in the big leagues. Hasn't been able to stay healthy in quite a while either. So that gives you six strong starting pitchers. Now, Stephen Kolick, if you want to put him into the mix as well. I don't know if anybody from AA or AAA tickles your fancy. I'm guessing not. So, yeah, until we get a clean bill of health on Bubich and Reagan's, KD, I'm with you. And as far as your disagreement that every game is a playoff game, yeah, you're right. 24 to go, you're 2.5 back. No, it's not the end of the world that you lost. But the reason why it's not the end of the world is because Seattle continues to lose. And it's just, what team's going to fall ass backwards into October? That's what happened last year. I mean, if we're being honest, Seattle and the Royals just hot potatoed that final playoff spot. I think the Royals got in after a loss. So, hey, you know, this is what baseball wants. You know, we're in it. You know, if it wasn't for this third wild card spot, I guess we wouldn't be having these conversations. So maybe I should shut up. But every game should be a playoff game. If I'm, you know, my heart of hearts, man, everything should, 24 games to go, it should feel like a playoff game, but, you know, the fact that Texas and Seattle and Kansas City, no one's grabbing that spot. Yeah, you're right, KD. It's just going to be who can suck the less, who can suck the least down the stretch. And I hate to say it, but you know, until I see a nice stretch from one of these teams, I'm just not going to respect that final playoff spot. Like, even if things stand the way they are, right? Royals fall just short. Mariners win it by two games. I'm not going to have a lot of respect for Seattle. But shoot, like I mentioned earlier to a few callers, if you get there, I guess anything can happen. So I'll tell you this. Before game one of the wild card series, wherever it might be, I won't be whining. I won't be saying, well, nobody deserves it. No, I'll be partying. Now, we'll be having a really good time on the On Deck show and on the post-game show. No question about it. Appreciate the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you on the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Eric in Overland Park. Eric, you're on the post-game show. Go ahead.
Vern, good evening. I want to play off that conversation you had with Brandon just a little bit ago. What I gleaned from that was the word confidence, which is an intangible. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Salvi. From day one, he has been my a bus driver in this roller coaster 2025 season. And it seems when he is driving that bus, this team is on a pretty even keel offensively. But when he is not driving the bus, this team veers to the left, they veer to the right, and they just are kind of a tick below what they need to be. So you talk about strength to lean on. Well, that's part of what I'm talking about. What I would like to know is, and we're kind of caught up on metrics these days, is there a metric that could show how many games the Royals win or have won and Salvi is that bus driver and he's either hitting a home run or he's got a multi-hit game with an RBI versus how many games the Royals have won when he's in the throes of what he is now, somewhat of a, what, an 0 for 15?
Well, he hasn't been really that good since they traded Freddie for Mean, but the offense has been pretty good since the trade deadline. Listen, if you're Salvi hitting in the cleanup spot or the five spot basically all season, most teams are going to succeed when that guy performs well. I understand your point. I honestly think Bobby is more of the bus driver of this offense in 2025 more so than Salvi. But no doubt about it, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, all three of them need to be good. And when all three of them are good, this offense can bang with anybody.
Well, I understand that. And maybe next year, Bobby will be my de facto bus driver. But I just feel that when Salvi's in the throes of a slump, or he's just not, to use a better term, driving the bus, I just think that this team just kind of lags a bit. So,
sure. Yeah.
You know, when Salvi's doing his thing, I think they perk up. They follow his lead.
Yeah. But no, I got
that's
you.
All I
got
to say, Vern.
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Let's hear what Vinny Pasquantino had to say after the game to the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I mean, getting ready is a little strange, just because typically you have a lot of information to go off of, and I guess in AA, like, you got to find the information a little differently than how you would in AAA. Fastball sneaky. It was saying sinker on the board, not a sinker, but what was interesting is kind of the release angle that he had made his changeup play very different than normal changeups. Interesting angle. And he outperformed us tonight. So hats off to him.
Sinker was what? The sinker that
I It's out? I mean, it's a four seam. I was a little confused why it kept coming up as sinker, but he's got some good carry to his fastball. Nice little slider, and then good changeup. So he did a nice job tonight.
Whatever. I mean, of course, Vinny's right. I'm not saying whatever to his words. I'm saying whatever to the fact that a 24-year-old that had never pitched in AAA just made his big league debut. Again, a guy that had an ERA in the fours at the AA level. A whip around 1.5 at the AA level. And he comes up here and throws 5 innings of one-run baseball. Again, tonight was very first 100 games of the season, Royals-esque. Very first half of the season. Kansas City Royals. They fall 5-1. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Now the infield is in for Vinny. And he swings, and it's a fly ball to left field. Moving toward the line is Lugo. He's at the line. Bobby tags, and he can jog home. And Vinny gets a sac fly RBI. And the Royals lead 1-0 in the third.
Hey! Yeah, Ryan Lefevre on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals take a 1-0 lead, and then the Angels proceed to score the next 5 runs. And the Royals drop game 1 to the Halos, 5-1, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. 2 runs charged to Michael Lorenzen, who spun a quality start tonight. Two runs to John Schreiber and one to Lewinder Avila. We did not see Jack Caglione make an appearance, but we did see Carter Jensen make his big league debut as he squared off with future Hall of Famer Kenley Jansen. He battled him. He battled the future Hall of Famer, but Jansen beat Jensen, got him swinging through a cutter on a 2-2 offering. Royals now two games above 500. They remain 2.5 back of Seattle. 24 games to play. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. We go to Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. I think when we look back on the season, whether it be playoffs or not, I think something that needs to be said is the lack of consistency with this team. You know, we look at the after the All-Star break, one of the best teams in baseball, but then you look back to the month of June where we won 8 games and lost 18. So that's the negative side of it. But I think the positive side, again, playoffs or not, is if you look at going forward with the pitching that we have this year, the front office that we have, and a lot of people may not be paying attention to this, but I think that if Jack Caglione plays out in right field and he proves to bring the bat like we need him to, we're basically a second baseman away from being one of the best infields of all of baseball. So next year, like I said,
where do you have Cags here? You have Cags at first base in this, or are you talking Cags in right field?
Oh,
you
I'm said talking right Cags field. I'm saying Cags in right field because I think this team is. I mean, we could have a second baseman that plays great defense and hits for league average, and we would still have probably.
What
the
about
best
Michael
infield.
Massey?
About
Jonathan
India. Can he stay healthy? India, I mean, I was really high on India when he came in at the beginning of the season. It seems to be a little bit of a...
Because you have them both next year.
I mean, we do have both of them next year. Michael Massey, I don't see him staying. His health has been a concern every year, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, India, like I said, I was high on him when we brought him in at the beginning of the year, but it seems to be a little bit of a down year for him. Mm-hmm. I got a little bit of questions with the glove. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But, again, I think this team is a second baseman and a good outfield bat away from bringing that consistency up. And I think with the pitching that we have come this offseason, we can probably make some trades to acquire what we need for the offense and what we need for the defense. And, you know, that's just my take on tonight. And, you know, it's a little disappointing. Been a tough couple days to be a Royals fan, but – I'm never going to give up on my boys in blue. Let's go Royals. Take care, Vern.
My man, always nice hearing from you. Hey, it's not difficult to dream on this team. 2026, the expectation right now for you should be division title. We talk about the starting pitching. You throw in Estevez and Urseg still at the back end of that bullpen next year. We all love Michael and Bobby, Vinny at first. You know, Carter Jensen and Salvi behind the dish. Maybe Salvi sees even more time at the DH spot next year. Jack Caglione in right field. Kyle Isbell's still going to be in center field, you would think. Maybe you have a little platoon happening at second base with India and Massey. Maybe a platoon out in left field. Okay, so left field, maybe that's where you're looking. Now, you'd love a guy that you could plug in there every single day, but honestly, I want Cags to be that guy you plug in every single day. If you give me Cags and Vinny, Michael and Bobby, Salvi in the lineup every single day, hitting like we know they're capable of hitting, that should suffice. Surround them with some high IQ ball players, some guys that understand what the job is and how to execute the job, which is basically what we've seen from this offense since the trade deadline. Grinding at bats, quality at bats, a deeper lineup, a professional offense. Now, tonight, that professional offense was stymied by the lefty making his big league debut. Royals fall 5-1. We go to Mike in Lawrence. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, thanks for taking my call, man. Much appreciated. I was at the game tonight, and I love the last caller's positivity. I think there's, you know, as a fan of a small market team, these are the things you got to get used to. I was out in the, a couple weeks ago, watched Bobby Witt hit his 100th homer against the Rangers. It was a, you know, Vinny went yard that night. It was an incredible night. A couple weeks later, I show up, and we get burned by a guy who was most recently pitching in Double A. This is the ups and downs of the season, and we hopefully, all of us who have been following this team for as long as we have, can maintain the positivity. We still get little gems. Like, I got to see Carter Jensen's first major league at bat tonight. That was an amazing moment for me. And yeah, it came at the end of the game, but those are the moments that I hold on to as a fan. Hopefully years from now, I remember that moment. I remember where I was when I got to see Carter Jensen get his first at bat. I'm not losing hope after a bad loss to the Angels. In a vacuum, does it suck? Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah, but thankfully Seattle lost too.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't lose ground. You know, right. we pick up, we fight another day. And I'm thrilled to be a fan of this team. Cags is up, Jensen's up. You know, these are the little victories as a fan, even in a team loss. We live to fight another day, and I'm happy
and
to be
above 500. Because how many times, I mean, think about it, Mike. How many times have you been watching the Royals or come out to Kauffman Stadium, had one of those little victories, and then, you know, the team's still 25 games below 500, but you're just searching for those little victories?
If you had told me after June that we would be here, I would have bet an unlimited amount of money against it. I mean, we're playing with house money right now. Let's enjoy the ride. We have meaningful ball in September. If you would have told me this would be happening, you know, July 1st, I said you're crazy. So let's all enjoy it. You know, it's going to come with some blemishes here and there, but it's baseball, right? Like you said a couple times in Iverns, game of failure. Let's enjoy the ride. And even a bad loss, it's just, you know, let's brush it off and back tomorrow.
I'm with it. I love it. Mike, thank you very much for the phone call. And, you know, I've been saying for a while, even about a week now, that every game's a playoff game. And I know KD called up earlier to disagree with me and made great points. You know, while the game's going on, to me, it has a playoff feel to where if you lose this game, the sky's going to be falling on the postgame show. If you win this game, we are an unstoppable force that will not quit until they reach the mountaintop of Major League Baseball. That, to me, is playoff baseball when it's one or the other. Now, what happens and what happened again tonight and what's happened, thankfully, quite often when the Royals fall short of late, is the Mariners fall short as well. So for as crushing as these losses can be, You can't stay on the floor too long because the Mariners gagged it away too. All right, so, hey, let's get back in the ring tomorrow. Another playoff game tomorrow. Kathy in Los Angeles, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I really like what that last caller said, Vern, because it's the ridiculousness of baseball and baseball fans. And it's not just Kansas City fans and San Diego fans too, because San Diego's a game and a half out of first place for the first time in 15 years, and the fans are losing their minds. And you think we were in last place again? But
I visit family in Michigan during the All-Star break when the Tigers were running away with the division, and people were panicking in Motown about their bullpen.
Well, I mean, and look at the Dodgers. People thought the Dodgers were going to win 120 games this year.
Right.
And
they were calling the Dodgers a tad disappointing on MLB Network today.
Yeah, they lost to the Pirates tonight.
Right.
And their fans are losing their minds. So that's baseball. I work with a guy that didn't know a lot about baseball, and he's been following it for the past 5 years since I've been working with him, just mainly because of me. And he likes to gamble, and I told him, dude, don't bet on baseball. You're going to lose your mind because there's nothing
–
there is nothing sane about baseball. Just when you think you should go one way, baseball is going to go the complete opposite. And when you think this team's going to win, it's not. So I said, it's not going to make any sense whatsoever because it's baseball.
Yeah. That's well
said. You've got to enjoy the ride while you can.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. Kathy, always nice hearing from you. Watching Manny at the dish right now, cheering on your Padres. Thank you very much for the phone call. I think that's a perfect way to wrap this thing up. No, baseball doesn't make sense. So you watch a game like this and you think, okay, you know, much like I said after the Mets series, going into the All-Star break, hey, man, I just don't think it's in the cards for the boys. They've had a very nice season, but I don't think they are a playoff team. But why? Why? I mean, why make a declarative statement? Or, you know, that's not really. That's more opinion. But for those of you out there listening that do make those declarative statements, that do shout into the telephone at me, this team stinks, and this guy stinks, and this team's not going anywhere, man, don't act like you have it figured out. Now, Kathy, I think you hit it right on the head. Baseball doesn't often make sense. And a team that won only one home game for an entire month could be 3 days away from possessing a postseason spot. How about that? Ryan Burgert's on the hill tomorrow for game two of this series as the rookie right-hander continues to write his remarkable story since joining the Royals. He's on the hill tomorrow. We'll throw the first pitch a little after 6:40, which means I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. You'll have a chance to win Royals tickets to the final home game of the regular season, that Sunday tilt with the Blue Jays. So be listening tomorrow at 5:30 for the On Deck Show. Special thanks to Nathan Williams back at the studio for all the fine work. Nathan, always very nice working with you. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Take care.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.